How y'all feeling? I was saying earlier, we're very lucky to be alive during this time. And there's a lot of craziness that's going on in the world right now. And as we've traveled around the world playing music over to Europe and Australia and all over the States and Canada, we found that while there's so much craziness, there's also more and more people who are coming out and raising their voices in support of peace. And I was born in 1966, and right, great year. And one of my earliest political memories, actually my first political memory, was being in a car with my father listening to AM radio and hearing the resignation of President Nixon. So I grew up thinking that all politicians were corrupt. And they haven't let me down yet. But I remember after the Vietnam War, there was a time when, during the Vietnam War, we'd look on TV and we would see villages being destroyed. We would see people with limbs blown off. We would see soldiers engaged in fighting. And these days, ever since Bush War I, we haven't seen that. All we see is these surgically targeted airstrikes where little bombs go in and hit little buildings and little infrared videotapes of it. And we don't see the effects, but the effects are still there, and they're there even more so and greater. And before the Vietnam War, probably about half of America was saying, yeah, well, it's probably not the best thing, but we have to fight this evil menace. There's nothing that we can do. And after the Vietnam War, people said probably 80 to 90% of the population today would say that that war was a mistake, that we never should have got involved in the first place. Seems like there's a generation gap that occurs, and what the generation gap is a gap between one generation that understands what war and peace is about and another generation that seems to forget what war and peace are about. And I'm happy to see now that there's people who are speaking out in favor of peace and against this war, again, with Iraq, or the bombing of Iraq. It's not even really a war. And I hope that we can all remember 5, 10 years from now, people are going to look back and say this was a stupid thing to do. And it's something that we should fight before it takes place. This is a song that reflects my opinion that we shouldn't be in war, engaging in a war against terrorism. We should be engaging in a war against militarism.